Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of the Magical Journey podcast, a League of Legends podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Koopa. Joining me today, we have, as always, Taiki Spacco. Andrew, say hello.
Hey.
And my other PhD fellow brethren, Dr. Jalbert.
Hello.
So, yeah, I know it's been a while since we did our last episode. We've had a lot of problems lining up schedules and whatnot, but we're here, we're ready, we're excited to talk about our favorite game, League of Legends. So we're going to get into it. Where do you want to start off, boys? Anyone got any preferences on what we talk about first?
No?
All right.
Well. How Jhin is a terrible AD carry.
All right, you want to start Jhin? We can start Jhin.
Yeah.
I just played him for the first time right before recording this, because I wanted to get a feel for him before I started talking about him. Shout out to Summoner Mangled Puppets, because I was in a lobby, and he was before me, and he wanted to play mid lane Jhin. And he let me play it so I could talk about it during this podcast. Just shout out to Mangled Puppets. But I went... Laning phase was kind of tricky at first. I was trying to auto-attack the enemy, and that wasn't going so well. I kept getting double-bombed by a zillion. And farming is difficult with the four shot. You miss a lot under tower. But at some point, I started to go off, chaining his traps and his W to get stuns and massive damage. And I ended up being like 7-1-7 at one point. But then I ended up, we had got into like team fights. They had a Sated Xin Zhao and the new Shen. But I couldn't really do much because these tanks in their front line, I didn't have enough damage or like attack speed to shred them, which I think is his biggest problem, is his four shots. Like, you can burst down squishies super quick with them, but like tanks become a real problem, I found. Have any of you... I know, Corey, you said you haven't played him yet. Andrew, have you played him?
Yeah, I played a couple games as him yesterday.
Think?
Yeah, pretty much. I did well, I think. He felt, because I know the whole thing with Jhin is you kind of want to like be at a distance, but when it comes to like team fights and stuff, the bulk of your damage comes from your auto attacks and you, which are kind of close range a little bit.
Yeah.
So like if you're in like a 5-on-5 team fight and you're trying to like queue and auto attack people, your ult becomes like you have to have some peel for your ult.
Yeah, I was also having trouble with his ult at one point. I know, like, I was, like, trying to shoot it at someone, but, like, I was angling it wrong, so they were always, like, just outside of the cone. And that was mostly my fault, and just, like, bad mouse placement, but I was having trouble. And then I wasn't good at actually hitting the ult. If you land, like, one of them, it's easier to hit the next few, but I was always missing, which made it tricky. I really like his W, though. I was able to really pick people off from a distance with it, comboing it with enemy or friendly spells to stun, or like picking people off in the fog of war, because the range on that is absurd. I was like at the enemy red buff and like shot someone at their first tier mid tower and got a kill with it. I was like, this is absurd. So that part of it's cool, but yeah, I definitely don't think he's a good AD carry. He just doesn't have the DPS that you need. He's very, like, damage over time as opposed to, like, burst and being able to, like, shred tanks, which tanks are starting to have a comeback in the meta in the top lane in the jungle. So he just, I feel like, doesn't fit with that.
Yeah, the reload mechanic just kills him, too.
Yeah, I miss so much farm because of reload. It's a pain.
Yeah, not only that, but, like, if you ever, like, because I was fed in one of my games and I, like, and I just went to go kill someone, and they were on, like, half health. And, like, my fourth auto attack just barely didn't kill him, and he ended up killing me in the time it took me to reload.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. You have to, like, dance around in the background, which... I mean, those are the kind of champions I like. I play Ashe and other champions. I can kind of hover in the back, Varus, poke down, wait it out, gangplank, and then whittle down until you have the ability to, like, kill them. But... I don't know. A lot of people don't play like that. I know when I was in Champion Select, a lot of people were talking bad about him because he's just not good. He doesn't have the damage output that he needs. But I mean, people said the same thing about Tahm Kench, and now look where he is in the LCS. People always said
they buffed Tahm Kench. That's why he's good.
That's true. So maybe
and people figured out what to do with him. So maybe it is a thing if people don't know what to do. But I would imagine his position is not going to be AD carry.
Yeah.
Like it could be mid or maybe even support, just like being a ranged poke.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Because they took so much trade off from his basics in order to give him that W and the R.
Mm-hmm.
But like being able to combo a root with your allies from like the river is great if you're like, you know, roaming. But if you're just trying to fight 2v2 bot lane, it's not a very good skill because you're normally too close to each other.
Yeah. That's his problem is
his ult is so easy to dodge and to just hit him out of it, and like it really doesn't do much damage unless you have zero armor. So I think it needs like armor pen or something, percent health. Like it needs to do something to tanky people. Because normally whenever I'm against Jhin, I just stand in front of him and tank the four shots so he can't hit anybody. Tank. Or if I have CC, I just push him out of it.
Yeah. The one thing I like about his ult, and like if you get pushed out of it or cancel it early, is this cooldown scales depending on how many shots you fired. Like so I shot one bullet and like Cassiopeia stunned me with an ult. And my cooldown was on 18 seconds. I was like, well, that's pretty cool, I guess. I don't have to wait the full.
So you can you cancel the ult intentionally after you get,
so you
like,
can, like,
the shot off?
Yeah, so you can, like, do one shot, kill someone, and cancel the ult by, like, walking. And then it'll go on a reduced cooldown.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I like that aspect of it. But, like, overall, I just don't think he has a place right now in the meta. He doesn't have the damage to tanks, like we were talking about. And he wants to be far away, but he can't do that in the bot lane. So maybe he can be a good mid laner. I don't know. I feel like people aren't going to really see anything or like figure him out until he's played in the LCS. If he is, well, Aoi's been available for a couple of weeks now and no one's played her. So who knows?
Yeah, I've heard. I saw one video where all the pros played Aoi and they were all like, this champion is garbage.
Yeah, it seems that.
Yeah, but that's like when they first come out. They make that video for every champion.
Mm. Yeah.
Like when pros play blah. Yeah. They all say they're terrible, and then they play them like 3 weeks later when they realize they're a mate.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. I don't know if Aoi will work just because of like the way they do lane swaps in the LCS and stuff like that. I don't see her doing well in that situation at all. But you never know.
The good news is I feel like Jhin could be fixed. Like I feel like they're just going to tweak his reload speed numbers and things like that, and like he'll probably be pretty easy to balance.
Yeah.
Just the 2.5 seconds is way too long.
Yeah, it's really brutal. Both for team.
Graves really takes like less than a second.
Yeah, Graves is.
And it gets faster with attack speed.
Speaking of Graves, he's broken right now. And anyone, I don't own Graves, so I haven't personally played him, but I played against him, and it's not fun. Have any of you played him or played against him recently?
I mean, like I'm seeing
every game.
I don't play him jungle, but I have a 5 mastery on Graves.
Do you? From AD carry or top?
From AD carry.
Filthy.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't play him AD carry, but he still does have a high win rate in, like, top, jungle, and AD carry.
He has the highest win rate for a character that plays 3 roles, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, he's just doing so much damage out of the jungle in the top lane. He's pick banned every game, and it's really kind of annoying at this point. Definite Graves nerfs incoming. Another champion that's risen up in the meta recently, one of my personal favorites, who I started playing and then realized he was broken, is Udyr.
The bear?
Yeah, Flash Bear Slap. His hit with Runic Echoes, and you get Swifties. You do the movement speed build, as it's being called, and you just run at people and burst them down with Phoenix Stance and then Turtle and Bear and run away. And he's nuts right now. He's also being banned a lot. I'm playing him a lot. I really enjoy Udyr. But yeah.
Played him mid.
Yeah. Tell that story about how you accidentally played him mid.
Yeah. Getting in a game. Got mid lane. So I was like, okay, go to Twisted Fate is my safe pick. So I'm hovering Twisted Fate, I go to click lock in, accidentally click Udyr, and then without thinking that I've accidentally just clicked Udyr, I click the lock in button. So I'm like, oh my god, I just clicked Udyr mid. And so I play AP Udyr mid, and I first build Guinsoos, and we destroyed.
Yeah, didn't you go off in that game?
Yeah, we like, I think at the end of the game I was like 12-5 or something.
That's crazy.
So it was a good game.
Yeah, so I guess that worked out for you. That just shows how broken like AP Udyr is right now. You can
Plus
just get
my
blown.
junglers. My team was all for it. They were like, okay, we know we that you messed up, but we're gonna make this work. And my jungler like got me fed early, so.
Good guy jungler.
Yeah.
Any other champs you've seen in the current meta, like people playing a lot? Any like weird things happening other than Graves and Udyr right now?
Not particularly.
No. I don't feel like I've seen anything. Like Marksman got Corki, who's really strong, and then like Lucian Misfortune. And then everyone's viable basically right now. Top lane,
Not Jin.
not Jhin. Tanks are starting to come back in the top lane, but you still got people like Gangplank and stuff. Mid's very varied. Support, you can play anyone. Jungle, a lot of people with runic echoes, like they're all good. And then the tank jungle is always good. So the meta's pretty steady right now, besides Graves being broken and Udyr rising up again.
Yeah, I
Have
don't even know if it's Udyr though, or if it's the jungle item,
You think
to
it's
be
runic
honest.
echoes?
I think there's a problem with that item, because I feel like 10% movement speed and the amount of mana it gives back is great for some people who need it. Like, I'm sure Evelynn, she might actually be usable again with it,
Yeah.
but like, there's gotta be a bunch of champions that that's just dumb on. Like, I almost
Yeah.
want to try APs in Zhao jungle for that
Oh
item.
man, that could be
Yeah,
interesting.
like when Cinderhulk came out and like Sejuani became like the best
Ult hit.
jungler all of a sudden.
I really want
Like
to try Ekko with the new Runic Echoes because I used to jungle him a lot when he first came out, and then they kind of like nerfed him because they didn't want you playing him as a tank jungler. But I wonder if he can be like a good AP assassin jungler now.
eventually.
Definitely something I want to check out. But yeah, a lot of people are talking about like they took out not Magus. What was the one before Runic Echoes?
Glaive.
Runeglaive, yeah, they took out Runeglaive and put in Runic Echoes in its place, but why not have both? So that, like, because Runeglaive was
Have
super
those
helpful
two
for, like,
different
people
play
like Evelynn,
styles.
who was auto-attacking a lot while also, like, casting spells, so it was really helpful for her, but, like, Runic Echoes, I feel like Fiddlesticks was a huge part of that, because everyone complained, because Runeglaive
Yeah,
was
it
absolutely
didn't.
pointless on Fiddlesticks. So, I don't know. It feels like they could have kept both in for more jungle diversity, which is like what they're all about. But it seems like they only want one jungle, like item type for AP, one for AD, one for tank, and then one for attack speed.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like they could have more options. There's no need to take the other ones out. Have either of you played the new Shen yet?
Nope.
Corey?
Have not.
Man, I love the new Shen. So you know, Corey, how I used to be a huge fan of Shen in the top lane.
Yeah.
He was like my go-to guy. So I was really excited for the update, and I've gotten to play him. I haven't played him in the top lane yet, because every time I get top lane in ranked, I just automatically go Udyr, or not Udyr. I lied, Gangplank, because I love the Gangplank. But jungle Shen is pretty awesome. His ability to dodge with his W in that AoE, you can like dodge two attacks from a camp to keep you healthy, and his new Q, where it gives him the three boosted auto attacks, is really helpful. And you have really strong clear, like if you rush Cinderhulk, and then like I'm pretty sure Titanic Hydra is like a must build on him right now because it really helps with your damage output. He's really sick. I've also watched a video of someone building Devourer with Titanic Hydra on him, and then going full tank. That was awesome. That's definitely something I want to try. But yeah, his new Q and W are really cool, and I feel like it's a more interesting interaction than it was before. and I think he's really strong. I'm really excited to try him in the top lane, and I enjoy playing him in the jungle a lot.
And you have the classic E and R to help your lane,
Yeah, they
so.
didn't change those at all. I feel like his taunt's harder to hit. I know they nerfed it like a year and a half ago, but I feel like after the update, it's even harder to hit. I feel like I'm missing it just barely each time, like right on the edge of my hitbox. But yeah, I really enjoy the new Shen. The skins are awesome. Corey, he was talking about which skin was it?
PPA.
Yeah, dude, and the thingies, the clapper things.
Dongers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
PPA
really
dongers. He makes the dong noise whenever you hit someone now. It's hilarious.
Yeah, man. If that skin goes back on sale, I definitely want to pick it up. Add it to my Shen skin collection. They made all of the other ones look
Collection.
cool. Like the splash arts look super cool, and in game they're awesome too. They did a great visual update for him. He's definitely
I'm really loving
legendary.
the I'm loving the new splash art updates.
Yeah, I like that they do that and like keep them up to date and make them look pretty to match the rest of the game. Big fan of those.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But it's also a little sad that like all the classic ones that are like so bad like get updated, 'cause those were kind of like I don't know, like I can't think of the
Go
word, but
play
like,
Kennen. Go play Kennen. Go play
yeah.
Taric.
Yeah, that's not Taric soon.
Not
Taric
for much
update is
longer
soon.
with
I know.
Taric, though.
I'm pretty pumped about that. I've always loved him. I'm curious to see how they're gonna change him. If he's still gonna be like a stun bot in support, or if they like gonna switch him to like a top lane tank like people play him anyways. Sky's the limit, and gems are truly outrageous. All right, let's move on to the LCS and our fantasy league. So, we'll talk LCS first, 'cause we've missed 3 weeks of LCS.
Yeah.
We're in the fourth currently, and we haven't talked about any of them. So let's do that. Andrew, tell me about your favorite team.
Oh, you mean Immortals?
Yeah.
Well, Immortals are true to their name and they haven't lost. I don't think they will.
They're 6-0. They're looking real strong right now. There's only three teams they haven't played yet, right? Because there's 10 teams in the league.
Yeah, that'd be CLG Liquid, which is coming up this week,
Right.
and another team, I think Ignitas.
Yeah, I don't think any of them will put up a threat at all. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think the CLG game will be a good game, but I think Immortals will take it because they're Immortals.
Yeah, they're doing absolutely nuts. Other teams, let's see, TSM and Cloud9, like the heavy hitters who's won every split previously, they're in the middle of the
Yeah,
pack right now.
they were projected to be like top three with Immortals.
They're doing pretty mediocre right now.
Tragic.
I feel like,
TSM.
yeah, TSM's having problems meshing. Like, they're still a new team. I feel like by the end of the season, they can really get good. Cloud9,
Yeah,
man.
recent TSM got recently perfect gamed by NRG
Yeah, that was a crazy
with
one.
that zillion mid.
With, yeah, ganked by Mom.
Yeah.
So, you got Immortals in first, 6-0, and then tied for second, Counter Logic Gaming and NRG with 4-2. I'm like partially surprised that CLG is at the top, because with the change of double lift, I didn't know,
Yeah.
and Po Belter, I didn't know if they'd be able to stay there, but it seems like they're holding together strong and still being able to carry under the radar too, because not a lot of people are really talking about them.
Yeah.
And then NRG, I wasn't sure. I knew Ganked by Mom was going to be a really strong player, and the rest of their roster looked pretty good, so I'm not surprised that they're doing well. And then tied for fourth at 3-3, you got Impulse, Cloud9, Liquid, and TSM, which, there you go, in the middle of the pack, you got like the three long-standing teams of Cloud9, Liquid, and TSM. Like, everyone expected them to be doing a little bit better, but honestly, they're in the middle of the pack. They're still trying to figure things out with a lot of roster swaps and such.
Yeah, people expect. I heard that people expected Liquid to do worse.
Yeah, so I think they're doing pretty decent. Their games are stretching out super long. So,
Yeah, but they like at, in the beginning of the season, they definitely had a shaky start.
Yeah.
But now they've dropped I Will Dominate and C for Darluck and Matt, so
I think they
and they seem
dropped
to be doing
Xspecial, but
yeah,
who's
they
Dominate retired.
Xspecial yeah, Dominate retired. And Xspecial moved to a challenger team, I
I
think.
believe so.
But they had Smoothie before after that, and then Smoothie
He went back to TDK, didn't he?
I don't know. But now they have Darduk and Matt, and they seem to be doing much better with them.
Yeah, they're doing really good. I'm surprised. The biggest surprise out of all the teams tied for fourth is Impulse. No one expected Impulse to win a game, but then they got their roster
Yeah.
finalized, and now they're on a 3-game win streak, which is crazy. Like, Impulse kind of came out of nowhere, so that's exciting to see.
Yeah, like after week one, everyone thought Impulse was going to be like the TDK basically
Yeah.
of this game. Except TDK would have done good.
And then you got Dignitas at eight, in eighth place at 2 and 4, which no one's surprised. It's where Dignitas usually is. And then ninth place at 1 and 5, you have a tie between Renegades and Echo Fox. Renegades, I expected a little bit more from. I know Remy just retired, and they had to switch out. Did they switch someone else? I don't remember.
I
But
believe, do they still have a different AD carry or is Freeze back?
Freeze is back now, but
Okay.
yeah, they've had a lot of little things going on, and they just don't seem to be able to compete with the bigger teams. Like, they put up fights, but like, they just aren't organized enough. And then Echo Fox, I don't think anyone expected to do really good. It's just kind of like a bunch of people thrown together. I know Froggen was having problems with visas and stuff like that. So, yeah. That's what they're looking like. And what's going on over in Europe?
G2.
G2, man. G2 is killing it. Matt came out of nowhere.
Did not expect that.
I don't think anyone picked a G2 player in our fantasy, and now they're basically all gone. So, I'm bringing up the standings for them right now, so we can run down that real quick. If it
Yeah,
wants to load.
and the fourth week of EULCS is done at this moment in time, so.
Yes. So, end of the fourth week, we got G2 and H2K tied at 7-1. H2K is also doing really good. They're just having like good team comps, good team fights, meshing really well, making good plays, and that's nice to see. And then, yeah, G2 Esports, they came out of nowhere. Perks is so good, their mid laner.
Their whole team's good.
Yeah, Unicorns of Love is in third place, 6-2. They're staying strong. Fnatic's 5-3. That's pretty decent, about where we expected to see them. They're tied with Vitality, who's 5-3. And then you got Origin, sole possession of sixth place, at 4-4. We were definitely expecting more from them. They're kind of dropping the ball, I feel. Definitely not playing as well as they did when they were top four team at
Yeah.
Worlds. I don't know if it has to do with Power of Evil, but he seemed to be playing the same as Xpeke. Just people just can't seem to put their finger on why they're not really doing so hot.
Yeah.
And then you got seventh place is Elements with 3-5. It's about where you'd expect them. Splice, formerly Dignitas EU, they're 2-6, so they're not doing so hot. Rockets in ninth place, 1-7. No one's really expecting them to do anything. And then Giants are 0-8 at 10th place, and people are probably aren't expecting them to win a game. I think they're pretty demoralized if you watch them play.
Yeah, that one play where Xpeppy flashed under the turret.
Yeah, he's playing as Ahri, and like the guy
Vitality.
would have died if he didn't flash and
Yeah.
try to kill him because he had Ignite on him. Yeah, they're just not doing super hot right now. But EU's definitely more like NA's more grouped in the standings than EU is. EU's like a very
Yeah.
defined ladder tier, and like you can expect people to win games over the people who are lower than them at this point.
Yeah, you have like those bottom four teams and like those top, I don't know, like two.
Yeah. So I'm enjoying LCS. People are complaining about either the games are going too fast and they're not enjoyable to watch, but then you get like a really long game with a lot of kills and they're saying it's like a shit show and it's not organized. It's like, I don't know what these people expect, but
it's League of Legends.
Like, I personally like watching tactical games where no one dies because you definitely like see the coordination between the teams and like how the game is unfolding in the strategic level, but a lot of people don't like that. And I mean, that's just their personal preference. Like,
yeah, it's like, what do you want? Like a 30-minute game every single time?
Yeah, it's like comparing.
Like that's just not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's like comparing it to hockey. Like, I like to go and watch hockey games and just like watch the actual sport. But majority of the people go to watch hockey games just to watch players beat the crap out of each other. And I don't know.
Yep, true.
If people want to watch League, just to watch people killing one another. But I prefer to watch the tacticalness of this. The esport itself. But that's my
everyone likes points. Fantasy points.
Everyone likes fantasy points. Yeah. So speaking of fantasy points, we'll talk about our league, Leak Squid. I guess we can first address where the name Leak Squid comes from. So originally,
please, because I am in the dark.
Oh, so you don't know the origin of this?
Nope.
All right. So basically, we started out as Geek Squad. That's what we were known as in high school, our group of friends. We were just called the Geek Squad because we were a bunch of losers having fun, playing nerd things. And so that's what the first fantasy league was Geek Squad. Then the following season, I accidentally dropped the, what letter did I lose? There was one letter I accidentally dropped in the squad. It might have been the A. I think it was, so it was just SQUD, right?
That Geek Squad.
Yeah, so it was Geek Squad. And everyone made fun of me because I accidentally forgot to add that A. So the next season, I was like, well, I'm going to change it by one letter again. And I made it Geek Squid. So it was Geek SQUID. So now we were Geek Squid. And then, you know, this current season, got to keep the theme of changing one letter going. So now we're Leak Squid. And that is our fantasy's name. Yeah, so in the Leak Squid fantasy, we got Andrew, the International Justice League Society of something.
It was the International Justice League of Super Acquaintances, Jeff.
That's what it was. Sorry, I'm rusty. You are standing at the top 3-0. And then we got Derek, Super Weenie Hut Jr. He's 2-1. And then we got a big tie for third place. We got the Mediocre Clarinet Player Society at 1-2, which is Colin. GoCLG, with a question mark, who is Tyler, at 1-2. Every Villain is Lemons, myself, at 1-2. And Five Failures, Dr. Jalbert, at 1-2. So,
we're all tied for last.
We're all tied. No, we're all tied for third.
And last.
Technically, also last.
Well, shut up. So, yeah, Andrew, you got a lot of Immortals players, which no one...
I have 2 Immortals players.
That's a lot. But yeah, so you're crushing it right now. You have a really strong team.
I know. Piglet is the highest point scorer in all of the league.
Who, Piglet?
Yep.
Yeah, so you got Piglet and, racking in points for you. Yeah. You got Huni and Rave over that combo. Well, but you're not getting as many points as I thought they would.
Because Immortals is like closing out games really fast sometimes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's our standings. It's just really nice to see Tyler not absolutely dominating our fantasy league for the first time.
That usually happens.
He does that every single season. He just picks all CLG and just dominates. But it's not happening. So yeah, it's looking good so far.
Apparently Steelback is also like up there in the top point scorers.
Yeah, Unicorns gets a lot of points. I have Vizichachi as my top laner. He gets me a lot of points. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I have Steelback and Piglet, who are 2 of the highest point scorers, as well as Huni and Rainover from Immortals, and Hybrid, which is short, so.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident about the rest. I traded out. I had Sneaky and Rush and Cloud9 as a team. I switched Cloud9 as a team with G2. I switched Sneaky as my flex with Perks. And I'm leaving Rush in for one more week. I'm going to see how he does. But if not, I'm going to put in Tips jungler Proxen, who they brought in a couple weeks ago, who's done really good since they brought him in. So he's my backup.
So things are looking good for me. Corey's putting all his money in the TSM basket with his fantasy.
Yeah, probably the last week of it, you know.
You gonna try to mix it up a little?
Well, this week they're playing Renegades and Echo Fox this week, so it should be a stomp.
You should get a lot of points this week. Who are you playing against this week, Corey?
Unless they just, like...
I'm up against Mr. Immortals, so...
You're up against Andrew. I mean, yeah, they have a potential to absolutely, like, go nuts. So...
But they could also... They could also play a slower style, though, and...
They could, but I feel like everyone
not get a lot of points.
Renegades and Echo Fox get a lot of kills. So we'll see. Yeah. That's our fantasy, our usual fantasy update. We'll keep you posted on how that's going each week, every time we record. So I wanna each episode I wanna take like 10 minutes, and just talk about something that's not League of Legends. Because, we're nerds. We like other things. And I'm sure people who like League of Legends like other things, too. And on Wednesday...
Smash!
a throwback to Andrew and I's old Smash Bros. Podcast. Two new Smash Bros. Characters came out. Did you hear about this, Corey?
I did.
Corrin and Bayonet.
I did. I haven't downloaded them yet.
You haven't gotten them yet?
No. I was going to do it today, probably.
Do it today, because... after playing, dabbling a little bit, Andrew and I have come to the conclusion that Corrin is awesome.
Corrin is really fun, which surprised me.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to enjoy Corrin, but man, he's a good time.
Slash she.
What?
Apparently, he said he slash she.
Oh yeah, you can choose your gender.
Yeah, and apparently the female one is like exponentially more popular than the male one.
Yeah, dude, why wouldn't you go Goku-colored armor? You can only get that with the female, so... Duh.
Guess so.
Yeah, that's how you gotta roll. So, we like Corrin, but how do you feel about Bayonetta?
She's interesting. To say the least.
That is...
right now... Yeah, right now... She seems like she has the potential to be really good.
Yes.
But... Whenever I play her, she just feels weird. Like,
yes.
Because one thing I actually didn't know until I was, like, messing around yesterday is that if you hold down the button on any of her aerials, the move will, like, continue, but it won't be, like, hits. It'll be she's shooting from her guns.
Oh, I didn't know that about her.
Yeah, that's, like, I didn't know that at all. Which is why I wish that the Smash team would do something like patch notes or, like, character spotlights whenever they release DLC.
Yeah, so you can figure these things
out. Because it's like we don't know everything about a character. Like, it's just really weird. And she feels a lot slower than I expected.
Yeah, same here. I know, like, her whole thing is like doing combos, which has never been my strong suit. So I don't think I'm ever going to be playing as her. Because her whole thing is like comboing aerials, because she's one of the few characters that can like do stuff after her double jump and like.
Yeah, she can.
Jumps.
She can act out of her up B.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, they're really cool characters. They're not the people I wanted to see in the game. I wanted to see like Banjo or Isaac from.
Yeah, I recently saw a post on Twitter, and it was like the Triforce of like forgotten characters or like something, and it was like Isaac, Ridley, and King K. Rool, or Isaac, Banjo, and King K. Rool, or something like that.
Man, Isaac would have been so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I think. It was the Triforce of maybe next time, and it's Isaac, K. Rool, and Ridley.
Maybe next time. Yeah, Corey, go get those characters. They're super fun. I think you're gonna really like Corrin because you really like Robin, and he's.
Yeah, Robin's awesome.
Yeah, he's kind of similar to Robin, but with, like, a sword lance thing, and he's a dragon, kind of. It's cool.
Yeah, that pin, like, the pin when you stick your sword in the ground is, like, extremely good mix-ups.
It's real fun.
Like, there was one instance when I was playing against CPUs because I hate online. So, one the thing I was playing against was recovering off the side of the stage, and so I just jumped off stage and pinned myself to the to like the side slash bottom part of the stage, and like just while they jumped up, I just flung myself towards it, and I killed them.
That's awesome. He's so
I
funny.
know.
That movie's
So
great.
it's gonna be good.
Yeah. So we'll have to play against
Are
each
they
other.
done with DLC now,
That's
or
everything.
yeah?
That is all the Smash DLC. So,
There are rumors that Smash in some form will be a launch title for the NX.
yeah, that's a whole nother thing that I don't wanna get into right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's your off topic little thing
Off meta.
for
Are
the
off
week.
meta.
Off meta, that's what we'll call it. Off meta. Speaking of
I
off meta,
mean, speaking of off meta,
let's talk theory
I'm
crafting
on point the
and
segues.
support Twisted Fate. Because in the
Yes.
first week, I said I was going to do a thing with support Twisted Fate, and we did it, and there's a video of it. And you, as my marksman that game, you want to talk about, Corey, why, what happened as support Twisted Fate?
Oh man, it was gold cards for
Gold
days.
card for days, and the poke of the Qs. It went really well, surprisingly, with
It went really well.
the Frost Queen's claim. I was catching people out with that.
Terribly squishy, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter because if I got a gold card on someone, we could just pop them instantly. I believe you were playing as Jinx, I want to say? Or Sivir.
Sivir.
No, you were Sivir. And so gold card into Boomerang Blade into my Q, and they just like have no health. And it was great. It worked really well. So definitely check out that video at YouTube, Ocean State Gamers. But
Please disregard the parts where we think we're
we
hearing
thought that
teasers,
there
'cause
was Jin
we're just
teasers back when he was known as
no.
Deadshot. Yeah, that was oops. That was our bad. It was an Alolan
The
bug.
Allowy bugs.
Our bad. All right. This
And it
week
was a 4v5 that game.
was it?
At some point, our Shaco disconnected, right?
Oh yeah. So long ago. All right. This week I have two ideas. I don't know which one to choose. So, Corey, left or right? Right?
Right.
All right. So my theory craft for the week, AD carry Janna. So hear me out on
AD
this one.
carry.
She boosts her own AD with her shield. So you can shield yourself, go in, trade, and because you have a shield on, you take less damage. You have built-in movement speed, and you have built-in disengage. So if it's like you go in to attack someone and they try to jump on you, tornado, disengage. I'm pretty sure her little bird thing that she throws scales off of AP, but that's like a good slowing tool for you to like stay on someone. And then her ult's like a heal, which you can like kind of just, if you get jumped on, you can use it, get people off you. Or like if you're low in lane, hey, I'm just gonna pop this ult and heal back when you're basically full.
Those Rengars out of there.
Yeah, get those Rengars out and out of there. So, I'm sure her ratios are not very good, so she won't do a whole lot of damage, but it's definitely something that I think could be interesting and fun. So, what do you think, Corey?
I would say if you were trying to take an AP person AD, Janna is not the best choice.
All right. Well.
I don't think you're gonna do any damage.
No.
No, and like, while I agree that you can kind of save yourself, you don't have any mobility. Like, sure, you have built-in movement speed, but that's up until you tornado someone to try and get them away.
All right.
I don't know.
Well.
And I guess a lot of taking people as an AD carry depends heavily on like their auto attack animation and missile speed. So I guess I don't really know how fast she attacks,
It's not too bad.
but that ends up being a big issue is like you'll take someone AD carry and their auto attack speed is so slow that you lose fights while your auto attacks are traveling to them.
All right, that seems pretty reasonable. Well, I guess we're gonna have to go and try this out. I won't be able to do it today, but later this week, we'll play that game, and
Yeah,
we'll put it
sure.
on the YouTubes, and we'll see how it goes. I have faith. I think it could be awesome. I just need someone to support me. Probably not you. You're not a very good support. Maybe Andrew can support me.
I'll do it.
I can thresh.
All right, that could work. Save my butt. But yeah, that's my theory craft for the week. Well, there you go. We'll see how it goes. Is there anything else anyone wants to talk about?
No. Anything else happen?
Not really. Things are kind of steady right now in the league on the Rift. Corey, anything you want to talk about?
No, we don't need more like talking about dynamic queue and solo queue and all these things.
Yeah.
There's enough of that on the interwebs.
I agree. I enjoy dynamic queue. I think it's fun. Lets me get into it more.
And they just shortened the all the timers.
Yeah, and you get to be at your role, which is awesome. And then the new champion select is super cool too. My one problem is that it doesn't give me enough noise to let me know it's my time to do something. But other than that, it's cool. Alright.
So many occasions where people just forget to lock in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they penalize you pretty hard for that now, too. It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, people are really starting to catch on now and learn, pay attention to the entire champion select. Alright, well,
yeah.
I guess we'll call it there. Thank you for listening to episode 3 of Magical Journey, everybody. We appreciate it. Make sure you go on and you can rate us on the iTunes if you'd like. Also, you can go check us out, Ocean State Gamers, on the YouTubes and see our theorycraft videos and other cool things that we do. So, yeah, that wraps it up. We'll catch you next time. Goodbye, friends.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye.